Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Hey, welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And philhendryshow.com, we're with you here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. I'm just trying my German accent out.
What, do you have a job?
Wait, a job?
Yeah, you got like a cartoon job?
No, no cartoon job. I slipped into it, sorry.
Well, fine. It seemed a bit random, and it was just random. It was a non sequitur, Phil.
Exactly. I'm sorry. I do that, and I shouldn't. I don't know.
Yeah, but why'd you do it?
Never mind, I did it. I want to get Art Griego on the air here with us in a moment. Art is at home. They're actually having a party for, I think his son graduated from high school, if I'm not mistaken, or his grandson, one of the two, and they're having a little bit of a graduation party. But Art's going to come on. He's going to comment on this investigation, or I should say this call for a new investigation of TWA 800. Now, here's my problem. There's a lot of conflicting horse dung happening here. Number one, you got former investigators, guys that worked on the original 800 investigation, who signed off on it being an explosion. That's okay, I understand. Maybe they were worried, whatever. They signed off on it being an explosion, and they said, some of them said, and will say, in this documentary that's coming out on Epix TV, interesting that we have a documentary to promote, interesting that it's on some network I never heard of in my life.
Well, what do you, that doesn't mean anything.
All I'm saying is they've got they want to make this a show that's going to be watched by people. If you're an original investigator and you signed off on something and you say the FBI came to you and said keep it under wraps. Now, I can see the FBI. I don't see the FBI coming to guys and muscling them. That doesn't work. You're not going to go to an American citizen and say something could happen to you. If you're an FBI investigator and you are a member of the NTSB and the FBI comes to you and says, you better keep your mouth shut or you know what's good. That's something out of a TV show. That's something out of a movie. More likely, if the FBI came to these guys, they would have said, this is national security. We need for you guys to keep this under wraps. It's very important. Yes, sir. You appeal to a man's patriotism. It's much easier and much more credible. Because if you threaten a guy, the first thing that a guy like an NTSB investigator, who after all is a part of an investigative agency, and as such, he has a job that is important. It's a job that investigates on behalf of the American people possible mal or misfeasance or accidents or what have you.
What's misfeasance anyway? Is that the same as a misdemeanor and everything?
No, man, it's different. See, I don't know. You want me to? Can I? Misfeasance is a lower level infraction, legal, moral, ethical infraction. Malfeasance would be one of a much bigger, greater dimension. Now, so let's say these guys kept their mouths shut because the FBI said, gentlemen, this is a national security. It's very important. We need for you to just sign off on the fact that it was an explosion. We'll explain later. Well, okay. I mean, if you say so, sir, yeah. I can see guys doing that. I can see guys going along for years and years and years doing that, not saying a word. After all, you know, you guys are pensioned employees. This is important. Yes, sir. Okay. They don't want to lose their pension. They don't want anything. And then after a while, I can see them saying, wait a minute, what happened with that thing, man? Because I remember we investigated that. It stunk to high heaven. It didn't, you know, we thought it was something wrong. Yeah, yeah, what happened? Well, I'm going to say something. Okay. To me, that's far more believable. There's only one problem.
Well, what?
The problem is, there's a different story coming out of the mouths of every different guy involved in this thing. You got one guy named Hughes, who's a former NTSB guy, and he says, there's new evidence. Well, what are you talking about? I thought you said, and your other guy said, that you knew, but you were told to keep your mouth shut at the time of the original investigation, and so you kept your mouth shut, and the FBI said, don't talk. Now you're telling me there's new evidence. New evidence of what, man?
Well, they were told to keep their mouth shut about the new evidence. I don't know.
Yeah, there's new evidence. Then it was new evidence.
What?
Look, if these guys said to keep their, they were told to keep their mouths shut in 1996, they must have known there was something that was rotten in Denmark back in 1996.
Where?
What do you mean, where?
Whereabouts in Denmark?
Come on, man, that's a saying. Will you get serious? There's something rotten in Denmark. So, right there, there's conflicting. This is the kind of stuff that I look at, man. I don't just say, you know, I believe conspiracy. It pisses people off, too. I got all these clowns that are always writing me emails, all kinds of stuff about, don't you think this, don't you think that? No, I don't. No, you're just going to take a lot more than you think this, think that, think something else for me to be convinced. It's going to take a lot more than Jesse Ventura, one of the all-time marvelous, just woo, great meatheads on True TV, yammering on about something only he understands to convince me.
Well, all right, let's say, you know, I find the whole thing very disgusting because the member of that family organization, Mr. Seaman, said that the families don't want to reinvestigate this.
Yeah, but they should do it.
Don't touch the mic, bud.
Sorry.
The family organization, there's a Flight 800 Family Association. These are the families of people killed, and they formed this organization as a support group. And the man who runs this, or is the head of it now, said, we don't need to go through this again. We've lived this over and over. We don't want to do it. It's tearing us apart. No, thank you. So they won't sign off on this thing. They want no piece of this. It reopens old wounds, he said. The head of the NTSB's original investigation, Robert Francis, declined comment. The NTSB did release a statement saying, we're happy to investigate any new evidence that there may be. Now, this guy Hughes, and again, his name is Hank Hughes, a former NTSB investigator who was involved in this original investigation, former TWA investigator Bob Young, they said they had no doubt that a missile was responsible for the plane's demise. While what they portrayed as the cause of the accident is not true, I've conducted hundreds of investigations over a long period of time. It smells like a rat and looks like a rat. After a while, you get the idea, it's a rat. So where were you, pal, in 1996 when it smelled like a rat and it looked like a rat?
Yeah, he said after a while it looked like a rat. Right then, didn't look like a rat.
It might have looked like a mouse. Or
it could have looked like a small rodent. I know this is ridiculous, but if you say it'll look like a rat.
It could have looked like a small rodent, but not a rat.
Yes, now it looks like a rat.
Yeah, back then it could have been a mouse.
Are you serious? Are you people serious?
All we're trying to say, Mr. Henry, things change.
Oh, I'll bet things change. You know, things change really radically when a guy who's producing a movie comes to you and says, hey, baby, you know, I'd like to find out how much these guys were paid by the producers of this movie. That's number one. Number two, I want to find out what these guys knew. You're saying it smelled like a rat and looked like a rat and you weren't saying anything? And why were you not saying, are you going to tell me you were threatened? I got money that says these guys will claim they were threatened because they won't look like such mensches if it turns out they were not threatened. They just went along with the program. They'll look like a couple of punks, and they don't want that. They still don't say they were threatened, and I'm sure that happens. The FBI goes, you know, things are going to happen to you bad, maybe to your family. You know how in this country, something like that, keeping quiet for long, it just isn't feasible, man. Now, if you know, if you take a look at this country and how things work these days, man, it just is not feasible. They referenced FAA radar. I just think the whole thing stinks. Now, I got Art Griego on the line. We'll get him on here, and then we'll hold him over till afterwards. I say till afterwards. Art is on the phone here from his home. And, Art, you got a bunch of kids over there right now?
You know, we have my son's graduation from Clemensville. This was an art school that he went to, and finally has graduated. It's been a long time coming, I'll tell you that.
A long time. How long was he in the school?
Well, my wife doesn't watch. He's 22, and he's just now getting out of high school. And it's not because he's...
My goodness.
No, it's not because he's not academically skilled. It's because it is one of the most demanding art schools for young people in the country. And, you know, he had taken up an unusual dance. He was taking up folk dancing and some forms of Latin dancing. He wanted to form a folklorico based upon Eastern European dance, and it takes a lot of skill.
This is your son. He's 22, and he's graduating from high school.
Yeah. So in any event.
Yeah. All right.
All right, and we're running the party here, and the kids are having a great time. But I was looking. Hold on for a minute. You want more? All right. I'm running the. I got the microwave for the egg rolls too. Honey, get the egg.
So tell me about this accident. What do you think?
Well, I think it's interesting, and I think you make a very good point. What's that? What, 10 more? I think it's interesting. I got people who want egg rolls, Phil.
Okay, I understand.
You hold on. I got to change my pants at some point because I'm still wearing shorts. My son's got all of these guests over here. I'm wearing shorts because I played tennis this afternoon. I think the NTSB, Phil, and the FAA, I think they've got something to answer for, but I think your point is very well made. I think that the people involved in the original investigation should have said something sooner. What do you want? You want ribs? Where are the ribs? Sadie, where are the ribs? I got to... Okay, hold on for just a minute.
All right, you hold on. I got to take a break here. Art Griego at his house. They've got a party going for his son. He's graduating high school, and Art's in charge of the...
Well, what is he making? He's making egg roll?
He's in charge of the... Yeah, he's microwaving egg rolls. We'll be right back with more on this this developing story. Yeah, sure. On this promotion for a movie. I mean, on this investigation of Flight 800 when we come back, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth shouldn't be
is our
so
bitch.
Cynical about it.
The Phil Hendry Show.
Shut up. We're going out. Did you hear that? You just buried the announcer.
You buried it.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have with me is Art Griego at his home in out there in I don't know, where do you live, Art?
We live at Palace Verdes, Phil.
Oh, Palace Verdes, okay. And there's a high school graduation party going on at the house there. Let's pick up where we left off, Art. You were talking about the Flight 800. You agreed in part with me that these investigators have got a lot more explaining to do, which is... If you are breaking your silence now, why didn't you break your silence then? Or is it really new information?
Yeah, hold on for a minute. Will you? I don't. All I got is I'm talking to my wife. You remember my wife, Sarah?
Yeah. Hi.
He's Phil. All I got are these egg rolls, and then we got the taquitos. So if you want to break those out, fine. But I'm running out of egg rolls. I know. You know, we got high school kids, Phil. They eat like they eat like farm animals.
Is this your son or your grandson?
It's my son.
Okay. So let's get back to Flight 800.
Yeah, well, getting back to Flight 800, you make a very good point. If these guys were told to keep their mouths shut by the FBI, I agree. I think they would probably have appealed to these guys on the basis of national security, patriotism. But these guys did say that there is a brand, that there's new evidence. And the new evidence, either there's new evidence or there isn't new evidence, you know. Now, you know, the thing with this is I had formulated some opinions on this, but if I don't get away from this microwave, I feel I'm just...
Should we have talked to you at a different time?
No, it's fine. I just need to get off this mic. One of the things I'm worried about, and it's not a... What do you want? I'm sorry, I just talked to one of the guests rudely. I'm sorry, son, I didn't mean to say that to you. I know, what is there something I can do for you? I know, we've got egg roll, and I'm making egg roll. That's what I'm doing right now. Weren't you just here?
Okay, Art?
Yeah, hold on. I'm sorry, Phil. You were just here. You got 10 of them. You ate them already? There's a kid here that I got to get this kid. All right, I'm throwing a flag on some. Hold on, Phil, for just a minute. Trudy, get your mother, will you? Get your mother. This kid here, he's back for his 20th egg roll. Get to the back of the line, kid. I would say to you, Phil...
Where'd you get the egg roll?
At Costco. They're very good, but you go to the back of the line. What do you think this is? I'm sorry, I'm dealing with one of the guests. This kid is back for his fifth trip for these egg rolls. No more for you. No more. No taquitos, nothing. You don't eat any. You're not... All right, so my opinion is this, that Flight 800... Here's the thing, Phil. Flight 800... Oh, yeah, the taquitos. I got to get out of these shorts, Phil, because they are killing me, man. I mean, I swear to God, I'm going to be castrated if I don't get out of these, because it's... But I'll tell you this much. Flight 800 for me was a bellwether day. Oh, come on.
Yeah. All right, let's hang up on him.
No, Phil, don't hang up.
You hung up on Mr. Griego. He's the air expert.
Yeah, he's the air expert, all right.
What was going on? He was making egg roll. I only heard that. I was in the bathroom powdering my nose.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Yeah. What's that mean?
I mean, powdering your nose, huh?
Yes, I was powdering my nose. No, I was not on the toilet. Not this time, anyway.
That's good to know.
Is that right? Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, or I'll watch it. With this.
It's a straight razor.
Put that away. All right, God, Margaret.
Well.
Let me tell you something. I was at the, I remember Flight 800. I remember that story very, very well, because I, for whatever reason, it was one of those stories that I followed. And I'm going to tell you why there's this conspiracy theory thing. It's the reason why all conspiracy theories get going. There was a large period of time between the event and the time the event was eventually explained. And it was such an unusual event that it that vacuum of information between the actual event, that is the explosion of flight TWA of TWA flight 800, and the NTSB's final report on why it happened, there was such a long period of time, and I can't tell you exactly how long it was, but all the goofy information you could possibly think of got filled into that large vacuum. That's what happens when something really weird happens. And this was weird. This was a plane blowing up in midair. This was a jet. This was a commercial jet. This was a TWA jet back when TWA was still flying. Anybody ever flew on TWA? TWA doesn't exist. There's a generation of people that don't even know what TWA is. It used to be the biggest airline in the world. It was the epitome of modern air travel, TWA, the biggest, the baddest, the boldest, everything. And they went south, just like a lot of airlines did. Pan Am, same thing.
They have a TV show called TWA like they done with the Pan Am.
That would be very interesting, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's what we need, another TV show about an airline.
Phil, don't be so cynical, because Dickman had a good idea for the first time in weeks.
All right, good idea, bud.
Thank you.
All right. Because it was an unusual thing, this plane blowing up. I mean, what is the biggest fear that anybody who is afraid of flying, what is the biggest fear they have? Maybe the plane crashing, but I'll bet you equally it's just the plane blowing up. We already had a plane blow up over Lockerbie. That was terrorist. That was a bomb in the cargo hold. That was put on board by an unwitting passenger. She was given this bomb by a boyfriend of nefarious ties to Middle East terror organizations. And yes, eventually, boom, there went the plane. So we already had experience with this. Now comes another plane. It doesn't blow up in midair over Scotland. It's not out over the Atlantic. This damn plane has just taken off from Kennedy. What caused it? Nobody knew. I remember we speculated for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And the longer you go, the more the jackasses start weighing in. Every jackass with an axe to grind, every guy with a pet theory about something, some guy that believes that the moon is made of green cheese, another guy believes that Kennedy's still alive out there playing cards with Khrushchev or something, and on and on and on and on it goes. So that by the time the official report came out, all of the conspiracy theorists really had a lot of fun. And there's only one thing that kept it from becoming an absolute cluster, you know what, is because in 1996, the internet, that is, personal computer use, was still relatively low. There still was a relatively small number of people exchanging this kind of information. However, I believe that's the reason.
So you're saying because there was a big period of time that all of the goofballs...
Yes.
I don't know. Just on account of a guy's a goofball doesn't mean he's going to be wrong.
Now, that's a good point. You know, every dog has his day. Every dog has his day doesn't explain why a bunch of guys who claimed that they were told to be quiet suddenly tell us now there's new information. A bunch of guys who claim to be quiet, but now that they've retired, so these cats all of a sudden are keeping their mouths shut about something. Now they're opening their mouths. Well, what are they telling us? They're telling us that the plane was actually, in point of fact, brought down by a missile. They know this for a fact. They must have known it for a fact back in 1996. They kept quiet, they kept quiet, they kept quiet. Now they open their mouths because they're retired and there's no threat of government, and nothing the government can do to them. Well, isn't it interesting that they're also opening their mouths right here on the few weeks before a movie is to premiere?
Well, that doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. Yes, it. How long have they been retired, and why do they keep their mouths shut until the movie comes out? This stinks.
Every time, man, something like this happens, you're always saying it's not true. You don't believe in no conspiracy.
Yeah, Phil, if we left it up to you, you'd think that Kennedy was shot by Oswald, which I know he was. But there was a possibility he wasn't. And we never would have talked about that possibility that he wasn't if you'd been in charge and you would have said it was Oswald
Which it was anyway.
Which it was anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Wait a minute.
You carved that up.
No, you did.
Hold on. We'll be right back with more of this fantastic... Well, you know what? I've had enough of this story. Let's talk about Mariah Carey in a bathing suit before I go nuts. World famous Phil Henry Show. Here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Now, I've been promising this...
Well, this is the Mariah Carey story. If you don't get to it, Phil...
All right, Margaret.
Well, you're talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. I think you wasted an awful lot of time on this TWA story.
Yeah, you should have gotten on Mariah Carey.
What are you talking about, man? You wanted to talk about TWA.
I think it's a conspiracy theory, but then probably not.
Oh, well, that's so sharp of you, man.
Well...
Never mind about him. Would you get to the Mariah Carey before I go ape?
Why? You want to see her in a bikini?
In a bikini?
It's called a monokini, not a bikini. Anyway, Mariah Carey flaunts trendy, fashionable, almost nude look. Yes, this woman has given, she's given birth to twins. Mariah Carey posted the sexy shot of herself donning a teeny-weeny monokini to her Instagram account this week, proving she's one hot mama at the age of 43. Now, this kini, whatever the hell you want to call it, monokini, is literally that. It's a one-piece suit, but it shows everything. No, it doesn't show everything, but it shows quite a bit. And it, I'll get a picture up here for our Phil TV viewers so you can at least feast your eyes on this. It's a pretty hot-looking suit, don't you think?
Yeah, man, I'll tell you, you're right there.
Well, what it does, Phil, if I may...
Go ahead, Margaret.
Wait, but talk about Bobby Dooley going to do it.
Why is Bobby Dooley going to do it?
Because on account of the fashion-tacular.
You mean the summer-tacular. That's right, I forgot, Margaret.
Oh, you guys really...
I forgot all about the summer-tacular at Western Estates, ladies and gentlemen, will be happening very, very shortly. I think it's happening mid-July, and as you probably know, if you follow our show at any length, the Summertacular is a production of Western Estates Homeowners Association. The Western Estates Homeowners Association is run by Bobby Dooley and her husband, Steve Dooley. They're out at Western Estates right now. And they're going to talk to us about the Summertacular. But more importantly, they want to talk to us about this monokini. Bobby, how are you doing?
Hi, Phil. And thank you very much for having us on. And I'm so sorry that Margaret, are you there?
She's left the room.
I'm really sorry that she cannot have a little bit more magnanimity and graciousness, okay, about our appearing on your program, and also to be commenting on the beautiful styles and fashions that we do see from time to time.
Yeah, Ms. Darion, if I may.
This is my husband, Steve.
Go ahead, sir.
My name is Steve Dooley. I'm by president of the...
Hold on for just a minute. It sounded like you said by president, and I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea, right, Phil?
I don't think it matters. Vice President.
Well, he said by President.
In case of a bisexual.
No. We're okay. Thank you.
Whatever. Suit yourself. Here, Steve.
Thank you, Mr. Henry. My name is Steve Dooley, and I'm the barber. I'm a butler.
Sounds like he's nervous.
Slow down, Steve.
Thank you, Mr. Henry. My name is Steve Dudenin.
Gosh. You forgot your own name? You didn't forget your own name, did you?
I know my own name.
I'm in the bathroom. I'm dying. I'm howling. This is so funny.
Do you mind?
I just wanted people to know I'm in the toilet.
Yes, we know that you take regular trips to the bathroom to evacuate your bowels. That's how much you eat.
You know something, Ms. Dooley?
Would you just leave? I asked you not to be in here in the first place, Margaret.
Whatever.
Thank you. Go evacuate your bowels. Go evacuate some of the hay you ate this afternoon. Go ahead, honey.
You know, I heard that.
Will you please, Margaret?
Oh, my God. She's out of control.
I've got control. Don't worry. Go ahead.
And now my husband, Steve Dooley.
Thank you, Mr. Henry, and listeners on the Phil Henry Show. My name's Steve Dooley. I am the vice president of Western State Homeowners Association. I want everyone to know, I'm going to go to a Summertacular this year. The Summertacular is a fashion show that my wife and Western Estates will hold to raise money for different...
I mean, slow down. He's terribly nervous.
Take a drink of water or something.
I want everyone to know that the Summertacular at the Western Estates Homeowners Association is an annual event that is designed to show the fashions that are popular.
Take another sip of water, honey.
What was that?
He's just nervous.
I just get nerves.
Was that nerves?
Yeah, it sounded like it was a bird that got a bird that got de-winged or something.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what that means. Okay, I'm sorry this is taking a long time, Phil, but Steve had prepared something.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ed.
My name is Steve Dooley. I'm the vice president of Western States Homeowners Association. When you look at Mariah Carey in that monokini...
Okay, does it hurt?
It hurts me.
Okay, I got to get some explanation here.
Steve wanted to introduce the Mariah Carey... competition. We're going to have a Mariah Carey monokini competition, and we're inviting women aged 40 to 45 who have blonde hair that's bleached and are wide in the butt but big in the boob and can look good in the monokini, and that basically means only two women here, but there might be others. It's the first time we've invited women from outside Western Estates to compete. Isn't that right, Steve?
Yeah. It's also my brainchild, Mr. Henry, because I feel that Mariah Carey is very attractive, and I want to see it up close.
And so Steve wanted to have a Mariah Carey competition. Go ahead, honey.
My name is Steve Dooley.
You've already said that part.
I'm howling.
Would you tell her to get...
Get out of here, Margaret.
My name's Steve Dooley. I'm the vice president of...
Western State?
Of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. This year at the Summertacular, we will have a Mariah Carey contest. I want women that have got... Oh, baby.
All right, you're going to have to go sit down and...
I'm okay. I want women who... We want women who look like Mariah Carey and can put on the monokini. And when she goes walking down the street in a monokini...
Take it easy. Easy. Okay, he's all right.
Wait a minute. What is going on?
Yeah, that sounds weird.
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? What the hell was that?
Excuse me, Mr. Henry. You know...
I can't be quiet longer. I was sitting in the bathroom. Is he having an orgasm?
How dare you? If I ever see you anywhere near me, I will, I swear... What once was a woman will look more like a hedgehog when I'm done with you.
That doesn't scare me.
Well, it should.
All right, hold on for a minute. What's going on with your husband?
Nothing's going on with my husband. He's having a normal reaction to Mariah Carey in a monokini. Are you for real?
No man acts that way around Mariah Carey in a monokini.
How would you know?
There, how does that feel?
What a pig. You are a pig. Do you know that?
I don't care. You can say whatever you want.
You're a pig. There, how does that feel?
Oh, boy, we got some real adults happening now, huh?
Hold on, Mr. Henry, I can do this.
Would you get that pig, speaking of pigs, that pig of a husband of yours off the air?
No, my husband's going to do what he came here to do. Go ahead, Steve.
I'm Steve Dooley. When I look at Mariah Carey, I want to have it. I got to have it.
All right, Steve. Just remember what Mommy told you, okay?
Uh-huh.
You get one of these if you get through the commercial. If you get through that announcement, Mommy will give you both of these.
Okay, Mommy.
All right, I'm hanging up.
You can't do that. I'm present.
Thank God. In the name of decency, thank God you finally hung that phone up. I don't know what's wrong with you, Phil.
What's wrong with me? What are you talking about?
Mr. Henry didn't do nothing wrong. He got him on the radio.
Yeah. I booked them regularly.
Well, that was the most indecent display. And then if you do the speech right, you get both of these.
What do you think he was talking about?
Three guesses and the first two don't count.
Well, it could have been...
Never mind. It was quite obvious what they were talking about. I don't know. You're looking at me like I'm the guy that caused this, man. She has this summertacular every year.
Yeah, that guy, that Dooley, man, he took a look at Mariah Carey. Sound like he's, I don't know, man. Sound like he put it in a meat grinder or something.
Yeah, it sounded like either he's having a gasm or he put it in a meat grinder.
Do I have to sit still for this?
No, you can get up and go where you usually go.
Thank you. Oh, and by the way, one other thing. If you're listening, Dooley, and I know you are, the crack about how I should go back and have more hay... And I know what it was. Why don't I evacuate my bowels of the hay that I've been eating? No, wait, I know what it was.
All right, Margaret, we get the idea. Would you go into the... Get out of here.
What does that mean about evacuated hay?
Never mind. So go to the Summertacular and see the Mariah Carey, you know, fashion show. And you can watch Steve Dooley go through all kinds of changes.
Yeah, man, it sounded like he was turning into, like, if you ever saw a werewolf... in Clown Town.
What do you mean, Werewolf in Clown Town?
What the hell was that?
The Werewolf in Clown Town.
Werewolf in Clown Town? Where was that?
He means London.
Well, why don't you say London?
I thought it said Clown Town.
Help! Do you know how to spell?
No, I never saw it written out. I heard a guy say it.
You heard a guy say Werewolf in Clown Town?
Yeah.
That's supposed to be London, but a guy said it like Clown Town.
Well, you must hang around with some barely literate jackasses. You know that?
Come on, man. It's members of my family.
I don't give a damn. Werewolf in Clown Town. All right, so, yeah, that's you were right, Robert.
Well, thank you.
All right, but, I mean, you're going to have to, first of all, tell me what you're talking about. It did sound like he was going through some metamorphosis.
What's that?
When a guy changes into something, you metamorphosize, man. You change into something, you know? It sounded like he was changing into a werewolf or something. I don't know what's wrong with him. All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. So that's Mariah Carey. Just go look at the picture yourself. I don't know. Although now I'm tempted to go to the Summertacular to see this monokini Mariah Carey werewolf and clown town display. We'll be back with more. It is the Phil Henry Show, world-famous, and philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. Oh, man.
Truth.
Big things are
He's
about to pop
bitch.
On this
the
show.
The Phil Henry Show.
What do you mean about to pop?
That's filthy. It's just...
Famous Phil Henry Show.
I don't know where we are here, man. Line four. Line four, yeah. Dave, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Mr. Henry. It's Dave Oliva. I've been on your program before.
How you doing, Dave?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing good. I wanted to just alert people who may be traveling to Canada this summer that Canada is very much into an interdiction phase right now.
You talking about Canada?
Talking about Canada, huh?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Canada. They're very much into an interdiction phase right now.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, I just returned from like a week in Canada because I was going up there to see some comedy. I like to see Rob Delaney, and I seen Doug Stanhope and some other people up who was in Canada. And anyway, I had gone up there to see them in Toronto.
Okay.
And when I got off the plane and I went to International Customs in Canada, there was a great many law enforcement, a great many border personnel, a great many federal officers there in the baggage claim. In the baggage claim. And they did have drug-sniffing dogs. They was very actively checking on the bags of everybody was coming into there. So
this is in Canada. You know, I saw the same thing when I was up there a couple of summers ago. There's a lot of Canadian law enforcement, whatever is the, yeah, you're right, border people, federal people that are in those baggage claim areas. I guess it's because it's America, huh?
Well, I don't blame the Canadian government and Canadian law enforcement authority because, you know, to be honest with you, this is America, and it's a great country, but there is a lot of drugs that is going, you know, between here and, you know, wherever. And there's no question in my mind that a lot of the drugs that will go into Canada is coming from America because there's a lot of Americans, go up there.
Right, exactly. And a lot of Americans travel there. And it may be the thought of a lot of people that are trying to smuggle drugs into Canada that the Canadians don't check Americans that much because we're kind of, we're friendly to each other anyway, and there's not much of a border. But there is a border when it comes to that.
Yeah, there definitely is, and I want people to understand because when I went, like I said, I was up there 2 weeks ago, and I went through into the baggage claim area, and they had probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'd have to say about 6 or 7 drug interdiction officers, and they had the drug sniffing dogs. And I got to tell you, the dogs were every place, and you have to stand, and you got to take it. And I said to the one police officer, I said, I'm an aspiring police officer from Los Angeles, California. He goes, well, what are you, police officer? I said, well, no, but I do someday wish to, to be one, And he's like, he looked at me kind of weird, and I'm all, I'm like a brother officer to you. And he goes, well, okay, but you still got to stand there and take it. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, stand there and take it, man. The dog comes up and sticks his nose right up on to the package area, or however you want to call it, to the crotch. And it's all sniffing around, and the guys standing there are like, yeah, and...
Wait, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I mean, when I was in baggage claim.
You're in Canada. You're in Toronto?
I was in baggage claim at Toronto International Airport.
And the cop comes up to you, and what did he say?
He said, I got a dog here, he's just going to sniff it, and... Because I had my bag, I just got my bag, and they were sniffing bags, and I said, yeah. He says, he's just going to sniff the bag, and I didn't know that he was talking about every kind of bag,
Yeah, if they say they're going to sniff the bag.
I don't understand.
Yeah, hold on. Sniff the bags, meaning every bag.
Yeah, every bag.
So the dog sniffed the bag that you, and then it sniffed the other bag. Oh, my God. I don't believe it.
I swear to God. I would not lie. I swear to God.
All right. So are you trying to tell me the Canadian... Was he joking? Was he laughing?
No, he wasn't joking. Because he said, stand there and keep your arms up and just stand there and take it, man,
He said to stand there and take it.
Yeah, because that dog had to sniff the bag. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but when the guy said a bag, did he say he was talking about the scrotilia? Or...
No, man, he didn't. Didn't say nothing like that.
Can we watch our language, please?
Watch it, bud.
I'm just saying that the Canadian Police Department should have let the people know that the dog's going to sniff it.
Well, he did, according to... What do you mean the Canadian Police Department?
Well, whatever it was.
It was the Canadian Border Patrol, Federal Canadian Border Patrol, man. I don't know what it was,
And you told a guy that you're an aspiring police officer in the United States?
Yes, sir. Yes, I did, thinking that it would go easy on me, I hadn't committed no crime or nothing, but thinking that he would say, yeah, okay, that's cool, whatever, but...
Well, it's not like he's going to let you go.
Well, I was thinking maybe he would, as an aspiring police officer, at least he would let me get through the Canadian drug checkpoint without being humiliated with the dog sniffing it,
All right, so I can understand the misunderstanding there. You got to stand there. Now the dog is even sniffing your crotch. But you're telling me this cop said to you, yeah, man, stand there and take it.
Well, basically he did. He said, look, man, you're just going to have to, succumb to it. Or he used the word like a cop word, like...
Submit?
Yeah, something like that. He goes, you have to submit to the dog, And he's all like got a smile on his face. Yeah, man, submit to it.
Well, I would find that very offensive.
Oh, come on. The cop didn't say that.
I swear to God, Mr. Henry, I swear to God. He goes, yeah. This dog's got to sniff the bag, ha ha. And I go, okay, just did. He goes, no, not both of them. And then that's when the dog starts, And he goes, yeah, submit to it, man. Yeah, yeah. Like that.
Oh, bull crap. I don't believe it.
I swear to God, man.
All right.
You disconnected him.
I know that, bud. You don't have to tell me that I did something that I know. I hung up on the guy.
Yeah, man. Sometimes you got to hang up on a guy.
Yeah, but why?
Because he sucked. That's why.
Well, do you doubt his story?
Of course I doubt his story. Of course I doubt it. He's trying to get something going, that's all. Submit to the dog. And then it's...
What are you laughing at?
The fact that he said the dog's got to sniff the bag. No, both of them.
You know, this is so juvenile. There's a million other things I could be doing besides this.
Like what? Going in and taking a squeezing one off? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Ow!
Yeah, you like that? There's more where that came from.
Woo!
All right, enough of that nonsense, okay? All right, so I don't know what it is, though. It is true that if you travel to Canada this summer, you may see that. You may see a... In fact, I was in Canada this time 2 years ago, exactly this week, 2 years ago. And it was Katie bar the door, man. I walked into baggage claim, and there were all these cats wearing these gray federal police uniforms. All these dudes... These Canadian cops are like, they're like LAPD. They're ripped. All of these guys with the big guns and big chests, they just, like, all they do is lift weights. And they're there with drug-sniffing dogs and everywhere. And I don't think I've even seen that in the States. All right, guys, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com, a backstage pass of $9.99 a month gets you 5,000 hours of our archived audio, as well as our daily podcast, as well as our classic podcast, as well as our video cast, as well as so many other things. That's philhendryshow.com. And check us out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/philhendryfans. twitter.com/realphilhendry.
You gotta submit to the dog.
Not me. Maybe you. Not me.
I'm not gonna submit to any dog. You know me or something?
Submit to it, man.
No.
Phil Hendry.